From the New York State Association of Fire Chiefs, this is Mutual Aid, a podcast series with news and information for New York State's fire, EMS, and 911 professionals. Now, here's former EMT, police chief, and state fire instructor Mark Spahn.
This is our third in a series of podcasts on first responder wellness. Thanks for joining me. In our previous podcast, we've discussed the unique stresses of being a first responder and the signs and symptoms of someone who may be struggling. Today, we're talking about peer support. When it comes to getting help or just talking it out, we like to talk with people who have walked in our shoes, who appreciate the trauma, the despair, the overwhelming responsibility of being a first responder. Here's Assistant Fire Chief Jared Meeker.
Peer support team members are like you and me, that are seasoned members of the fire, EMS, police, or dispatching agencies. They recognize the signs and the symptoms. And with a cup of coffee at the kitchen table or just a conversation outside of the firehouse or police station walls, we'll listen to what you're dealing with and then have the training or the necessary connections to help lead you in the right direction. And it's all done confidentially. You can trust these people. See, everyone struggles with something that they've seen, heard, smelled, or had to deal with as a first responder. Peer support team members are a safe first step for someone struggling with emotional trauma.
Some of our colleagues could be struggling with the job and we might not see it, but sometimes we do notice changes in behavior. That's when, says former Fire Chief Mike Healy, it's our obligation to check in on our coworkers.
Talk to your peers. Get it out. You know, it's. I have a clip that a friend of mine was. He's a retired FDNY battalion chief, John Salka, and he talks about, you know, how guys in the firehouse to step up. You know, chief, there seems to be something wrong with Billy. You know, and they'll sit him down and say, hey, Billy, that process has to be reversed. Billy's got to go in there and say, this is your family. It's your second family. And for some guys, it's their only family. They're not married or they're divorced. And that firehouse means more to them than anything else. Same thing with the police department. They've got to walk in and they've got to step up and they've got to open up. And they have to realize that it doesn't make them any less of a man or a woman. It doesn't make them any less of a cop or a fireman. It actually is going to wind up helping them in the long run. I can't imagine what it's like to be a cop in this country today. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine putting on the uniform, seeing what they're seeing, cops being shot on a regular basis, bottles thrown at them. I mean, I can't imagine. So nobody is ever going to look down on them for reaching out for help. And I think the job needs to make sure that they're getting the help, too, and making the help available to them. You know, by going out and finding these therapists that are willing to work with first responders, because believe me, there's plenty of them out there. The first thing that I would tell people, and I always look for with my own guys or anything else, is when they start acting differently. You know, usually the firehouse, the police department, EMS, you're working with a partner or with a specific bunch of guys. You know how they act. You know, probably know what's going on, you know, with their life. You know, when they start quieting down, instead of sitting at the kitchen table in the firehouse, they go disappear. They don't want to discuss what's going on. I've had calls from captains, you know, they don't want to get the guy jammed up, so they don't call the counseling unit. But, you know, they'll call me and they'll say, we're kind of concerned about this guy. And I'll say, Cap, if you're kind of concerned about him, something's wrong. You know, you've picked something up. You probably got to sit him down and ask him what's going on. Look him straight in the eye. The one guy just recently, we're afraid he's going to kill himself. I said, but you have to ask him, do you plan to kill yourself? You know, ask him that question. Sit him down. And it turned out that the guy had terrible stuff going on in his life, but he won't share it with his peers. That's why the peers have to go with them and say, listen, we know you. Something's wrong. What's the matter?
That was Mike Healy. He has a son who's an EMT in the Bronx for FDNY. Here is Sean Healy.
We had an unfortunate incident very recently where a great lieutenant, a good guy, a very good medic, took his own life the other day. Who knows why? I was talking to his old partner, and he said he talked to him the day before, and he never would have suspected anything was wrong. So, you know, we have outlets with each other. You know, we have our group meetings and our chats and stuff like that on the phones and everything. And, you know, we stress that if there's anything going on, talk to somebody. You never know, you know, what little bit of information or advice might help you, but just, you know, just to pick up the phone and call.
And just like we wear personal protective equipment, many first responders also wear an emotional shield, hiding their feelings while putting victims, patients, and callers first. Jeff Dill is a former battalion chief and now a licensed counselor and trainer in behavioral health and suicide awareness. He talks about how our families and friends can be a part of our support system.
We have to look within ourselves as first responders on a daily basis and ask ourselves, why am I acting this way? Why am I feeling this way? And the best thing we can do is listen to our loved ones. Our loved ones see us a lot better than we will ever see ourselves. You see it in the police. You put this uniform on, and you're expected to act in a certain way. Strong, brave, courageous, give help, don't ask for help. I handle all things on my own. Well, who expects that? Your brothers and sisters you work with, the communities you serve, and the traditions of the first responder world tell you this. And when you're challenged in your personal, professional life, that's damn tough to do, is try to do these things alone. So having a good support system at home is absolutely key and essential. Now, that means you don't have to tell them every detail of every call, but there's nothing wrong with going home and saying, you know, I had a real bad day, you know, or maybe as a volunteer, I went on a real bad call and, hey, can we talk? And the spouses and partners and family members, when you see that their actions are not the same, and there's that challenge with compassion to say, hey, you know what, over the last week, have you had some, you know, bad situation, something going out of work? Because just your personality has changed over these last 5 days. Challenging with compassion and being direct. And if they say, hey, you know, I don't want to talk about it, so say, hey, you know what, I'm always here for you. I'll be here to listen anytime you're ready to talk about what you might be bothering you. And one thing we really promote is if a brother says to another brother or a sister and says, hey, you know what, I'm always here for you if you want to talk. And if they say, hey, I don't want to talk, I don't want to talk to you right now. Our comeback to that is, hey, if I ever have a problem, can I come to you and talk to you about my issues? And it tends to break down the wall a little bit, thinking, wow, if they want to come to me and talk about their issues, maybe it's all right if I talk to them. And we can see that working in the families as well.
If you or a loved one needs help, Jeff Dill has a list of resources on his website, including a directory of behavioral health professionals to provide local options for responders who are looking for help. Just go to ffbha.org. You can also check with your EAP, Employee Assistance Program, or Peer Support Network at your job. There's also Safe Call Now, a confidential 24-hour crisis referral service for all emergency services personnel and their families nationwide. Their number is 206-459-3020. There's the crisis text line. Just text the word HOME or BADGE to 741-741. First Help offers assistance for first responders, and you can check out their resources at 1sthelp.net. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-8255. Be sure to check out our other podcasts in this series for fire, EMS, and 911 telecommunicators. And we have a law enforcement series that's available at nychiefs.org.
You've been listening to Mutual Aid, brought to you in partnership with PERMA, the Public Employers Risk Management Association, providing municipal employers across New York State with the best possible workers' compensation coverage and risk management services for the most reasonable cost. Learn more at PERMA.org.